Hello, everyone. Okay, it's Michaela. So I am so excited to share some groundbreaking information that will make many a heart happy because of what we have been instructed to do and educated about. And I want to share that I have some new information that I've been implementing and reaping the benefits from. So there are lots of recorded calls about reset, about what to expect during different points, and so I'm going to leave that there. But what I'm going to talk about tonight is coffee and intermittent fasting, all right? So the big thing with this is, in my heart, I think that it is really helpful to use reset to get unaddicted to coffee if you're someone that is, you know, just like pounding down the pots. That is not a good thing. And we'll talk about why a little bit of coffee is a great thing. A lot of coffee is not a great thing. So reset may still be something that's really beneficial just to kind of get you unhooked for 5 days, and where it might be possible to reintroduce it in a small amount. In a way that that feels balanced, excuse me, and where you don't feel deprived. I just swallowed something wrong. So at any rate, that's that. And then the other thing too with intermittent fasting is we want to make sure that you're in a fat burning mode to begin with, and that's where your schmeck is going to let you know what's up. So that's where you're sleeping soundly and your hunger is pretty minimal and your mood is stable and up and your energy is abundant and your cravings are low to non-existent, all right? And the reason why that matters is because when you're in a fat-burning mode and you're not eating as much, basically you are not, your body is not in a state where it feels like it's starving. If you are still used to burning sugar for fuel, you will be hungry more frequently just because we have a small supply of sugar at the ready. Whereas with fat, we have often a nearly unlimited supply, plus like 16 times the energy, molecule to molecule, fat versus sugar. All right. So mind your schmeck. So do reset. You've all done reset or you're going to be doing reset. That's going to get you unaddicted to coffee. But then what we're going to talk about is having a little bit of coffee daily, and why that's as glorious. And so getting unaddicted will enable you to have a small amount, and not go clamoring for another cup. And then the other thing too is, coffee is going to help you with the intermittent fasting effort only if you are in a fat burning mode to begin with. Okay. So do reset, get off coffee to begin with. Mind your schmeck, and things are going to fly so much faster and more smoothly if we start to employ some of these principles, all right? So I want to talk about coffee, and I feel like I didn't know. Coffee, for the most part, has affected our adrenal glands, and it makes our body produce adrenaline, which is something that is produced when we are needing to fight or to flee. And the whole thing with your body needing quick energy is that it'll pull from sugar. So that's why we have not wanted you to have coffee. And then in large amounts, it starts to, I mean, it can affect people's hearts. Also, like blood pressure, you know, robs calcium from the bones. But in small amounts, like a cup a day, and also with coffee that has less mold on it, I think they're called mycotoxins. And we can talk about where to get things like that if you are additionally interested. But mold-free coffee or coffee that has less mold on it is less taxing to the adrenal glands. So that's very interesting. Coffee has a lot of antioxidants in it. Coffee is something that basically has something called polyphenols. They're found in dark chocolate as well. They're antioxidants, but they also affect our gut bacteria beneficially, which affects our digestion and our immune system and our overall health, but it also affects fat loss. So basically, coffee, what we want to be having is 100 to 200 milligrams a day. So basically like a cup a day, not multiple cups. And so things that are great about coffee is that it actually speeds up our metabolism, which basically means that you're consuming more calories at rest. Yay for that. Coffee oxidizes fatty tissue, which basically just makes you leaner, faster. The secret weapon that I haven't been allowing you to use, because I'm an awful person. And then basically what I'm also finding is that, duh, coffee helps with focus and energy. But if you're getting it from a reputable source that is lower in mold and high in quality, you will not feel jittery. Your energy level will be up and even, and you'll be able to basically benefit from the benefits of coffee without the potential negative ramifications. So what I also want to bring up, though, is, yay, coffee. Okay, that's great. But what we actually want to do is we want to charge it up a little bit. So we've had something called fatty tea be utilized in our group. And so that's basically been, you know, green tea or maybe herbal tea with a tablespoon of coconut oil in it. And what it tends to do for a lot of people is satiate them with a substance that assists in fat burning. So coconut oil as well as grass-fed butter are saturated fats, and they're short-chain fatty acids, and that affects basically when you have longer chain fats, there's more risk for oxidation. Oxidation creates inflammation. So when you have a short chain saturated fat, there's no space. There's no openings. There's no space for oxygen, for it to be oxygenated. So these fats are less inflammatory, which is great. Coconut oil and grass-fed butter is what I want to be bringing into this story. So like with our fatty tea, adding a tablespoon of coconut oil, what we want to start doing, if you have a desire for this, to reap the benefits of this glorious substance, is to put a tablespoon of grass-fed butter in with your coffee and blend it, okay? And so the blending of the butter basically makes it this like frothy concoction that is creamy and almost a little sweet. You want to get unsalted grass-fed butter. Kerrygold is a great brand. But that additional breaking down of the butter also does something with an assist for the liver in terms of helping with fat loss or fat burning, okay? So that's great. So basically, the other thing too with grass-fed butter is that, so it's anti-inflammatory, but one thing that is super cool and bizarre is that grass-fed butter actually affects our gut bacteria, and it affects it in a positive way for fat burning. So when people are slim, they have a certain bacterial makeup in their gut. When people are heavy, they have a different type of bacterial makeup, because essentially we are kind of one thing through and through. So when we start to, so everything, if we're not making an effort to have something change, chances are what currently exists is supporting what currently exists, if that makes sense. So grass-fed butter is something that's anti-inflammatory, and it also helps to shift your gut bacteria, your gut biome, towards someone that is slimmer or that has less weight on their frame. Okay, so that's an awesome little advantage. So when do we do this? Basically, what you might want to think about doing is having this blended, buttery, grass-fed butter, mold-free coffee in the morning. And what it will do is it will create a feeling of being satisfied. And I think we all know that coffee often curbs our appetite. So this kind of leads us into the next topic, which is intermittent fasting. So intermittent fasting is basically eating within a small window of time during the day. When you're in a fat burning state, you're able to do this without risking muscle or your body feeling like it's starving, which would burn muscle. So intermittent fasting is amazing. Basically, it's kind of like the fast track to fat loss because essentially you're basically eating less food over a shorter amount of time, which equals less calories, which is how a big part of weight loss or weight gain is affected by calories. But when we're doing it in this way, it doesn't feel like deprivation at all. And then another thing, which is of great benefit, like with Reset, increasing your insulin sensitivity, that's the purpose of that program. When we do intermittent fasting and we go for longer stretches of time without eating, it increases our insulin sensitivity. And why that's a benefit is it is helpful for our health. When we have insulin resistance, that's when we head towards a place called diabetes. But when we also have more insulin sensitivity, which is why Reset is an effective jump start for weight loss, is it enables us to lose weight more easily, all right? Because we require less insulin to handle any sort of sugar in our body. And the more insulin we have to produce, the more likely we are to be packing fat on our body, all right? So intermittent fasting is helpful for these reasons. But what's additionally awesome with this blended buttery coffee is that because there's just one macronutrient in it, there's just fat, we're not adding carbohydrates or we're not adding protein, the body doesn't really recognize it as a meal. And so with that, what that means is essentially if it's not being recognized as food or as a meal, you are not breaking your fast yet. So you sleep through the night, you wake up, and you drink your coffee with butter, but yet the body doesn't recognize it as interrupting fasting. So it's like you get to have your cake and eat it too, which basically means that you are able to last longer in a fasted state more comfortably with these added benefits of fat loss, increasing your metabolism, oxidizing fatty tissue, which basically means like breaking down and burning fat, increasing better gut bacteria, slim person gut bacteria, having antioxidants, assisting your liver in fat breakdown, and not feeling hungry. So I feel like this is plus increasing your focus and energy, which is what a lot of us have clung to coffee for to begin with. So this is pretty glorious and guiltless. The big thing, though, is having butter in it, grass-fed butter. Please look for that. And then also not having multiple cups, okay? So one and done is what I'm going to please ask you. I talked with Samin tonight, and she made the statement that, you know, coffee is not her thing, but she loves black tea. And the truth is, I want to say, like, you know, creating a superhero-like body in terms of focus and performance and fat loss, apparently caffeinated tea is not quite as effective as coffee, but it still has many of the same benefits. So if you are not a coffee person and green tea or black tea might be part of your persuasion, check it out with the grass-fed butter, okay, blended. Let's see. And so the other things I just wanted to say about intermittent fasting is that what's great about it is so people hear fast, they think, you know, oh, Jesus, this is going to be restrictive, and it's not. Basically, you eat when you're hungry. What's ideal for a window to eat within for intermittent fasting is 6 hours. So that could be, you know, what do I want to say? Like 4 to 10 or 3 to 9 or or 2 to 8. And in truth, it's not in the afternoon into the evening after you've had your coffee in the morning. And it really doesn't feel challenging. And then the other thing that I just wanted to talk about is, so 6 hours is ideal. It could be longer, but just know that when you go through a fasted state, you just become more insulin resistant. I'm sorry, more insulin sensitive. And essentially, the likelihood is that you're consuming less calories over time. All right. And then one other thing that I wanted to say, which I feel like I've known, but I think this might be useful for some people, is, you know, we've talked about what to eat, or, you know, is it bad to eat after 7? No, but it's not necessarily helpful to eat within 2 to 3 hours of going to bed. The reason why that is the deal is simply because there's something called human growth hormone that gets stimulated or produced when we sleep. And if we eat too close to bed, our insulin level spikes. Simply, whenever we eat, insulin gets produced because it helps to move fuel into our muscles. So when we eat too close to bed, if we eat, you know, right before going to bed or within this 2 hour period, maybe 3, basically that insulin disrupts the production of human growth hormone. And I want to say that affects things like testosterone, which doesn't mean that women are going to grow mustaches or beards. It just means that testosterone is really great for your sex drive, frankly. And it's also great for muscle growth, muscle retention, which is the thing that consumes calories in your body, that it's going to give you a beautiful physique as well as make you feel comfortable when you are strong. And then testosterone is also something that helps with weight loss. The more testosterone we have in our system, the less fat we have in our frame. The more estrogen we have in our system, the more fat we have in our frame. So again, we're not, like, there's a lot of ladies in this group. We're not aimed at, you know, becoming male, but just know that that is very beneficial for feeling, you know, vital and vibrant, and also helping this fat loss effort in a big way. All right. So I think that might be it. So top things, coffee is not all bad. I apologize for all of you who have been living without this this enhancement to your life, because coffee makes one freaking happy. I can't even get over this. You want to look for things that are that have less mold, and I have insight to at least, I want to say, one brand. I'm just getting my toes wet in this pond. But if you have questions, reach out to me about that, or start to do some research on your own. So low mold or mold-free coffee, which isn't the same as good quality coffee, it's different. Not having more than 100 to 200 milligrams a day, which I feel like is like a cup. Know that this is something that oxidizes fatty tissue. It speeds up your metabolism. The polyphenols in it help with good gut bacteria. It affects fat loss. And then adding grass-fed butter, blending it, helps to break molecules down, helps with fat burning, helps your liver with that. It's anti-inflammatory, grass-fed butter. It is going to be delicious and satisfying. It also does not break the fast of starting to consume something, because it's only one macronutrient, it's only fat. Which blends us into intermittent fasting. And the more often you do that, personally, I do this every day because it is easy. It's just a way of life. If you want to have some big deal brunch, do it. Don't worry about it. But the more you do this, the more you live this way, the more comfortable it is, the more natural it is. And intermittent fasting is basically the fast track to fat loss. But you need to be in a fat burning mode to do it. So that's where your schmeck is really going to matter, minding that. And basically you eat when you're hungry, but the grass-fed blended coffee, is going to enable you to stretch that time when you're not eating. And then ideally, you want to be eating within a six-hour window. If it's more than that, that's okay. But just know that that stretch of time enables your body to become more insulin sensitive, which is better for your health, and which also makes it easier to lose weight. Okay? And then when we are eating, we want to make a point to stop eating 2 to 3 hours before bed, because that will not affect, it won't interrupt the production of human growth hormone, which is very helpful for fat loss, helpful for testosterone support, which is helpful for fat loss, helpful for your sex drive, helpful for muscle retention. And then the last thing I just want to say about eating before bed, you kind of want to eat 2 to 3 hours before bed, okay? So when it's, you know, like 10 hours before, your body starts to feel a little desperate, all right? So different things happen if we're out of this kind of happy window. So maybe you want to aim to eat 3 hours before bed or something, or before, you know, within this 2 to 3 hour mark. That might be something where you feel like you have a comfortable and full belly before you go to bed. You're not starving, and you're also not interrupting your hormonal rebalancing that is going to help you continue to move in the direction of your dreams. All right? So I hope that's useful. I'm going to post this. I hope everybody listens to it and has their life lit up with glee from the advent of coffee being able to be returned to it. All right? So I love you all. Be in touch with any questions, and I look forward to talking again soon. Thank you.